This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It is a big U.S. dairy opportunity. We're talking about the IDF World Dairy Summit held in Chicago this October. From the National Milk Producers Federation's Dairy Defined podcast, Jamie Jonker, National Milk's Chief Science Officer and Chair of IDF Science Program Coordinating Committee.
I think because we have not hosted a World Dairy Summit in the U.S. in a generation, there's a lot of misconceptions about what the U.S. dairy industry looks like, from the farms through our processing and innovation all the way to what we get our dairy products to the consumer. And so this is an excellent opportunity for the U.S. dairy industry to highlight its world-leading dairy productions from the farm through our cooperatives and processors and out to the consumers. It's a way for us to step on the world stage, reintroduce U.S. dairy, its innovation and technology to the global marketplace, and demonstrate how we are world leaders in such things as sustainability, nutrition research, product development. We're becoming an important exporter and exporter of choice around the world.
The Global Conference returns to the U.S. for the first time in three decades. Nick Gardner is chairman of the U.S. International Dairy Federation and the senior VP for Sustainability and Multilateral Affairs at U.S. Dairy Export Council, also co-chair of this October summit.
A unique opportunity for us that doesn't come around often. And what the summit really represents is a global get-together of key experts from around the world. We've got about 1,000+ different key dairy stakeholders in one place. There is programming really reflecting the diversity of the global dairy industry, focusing on dairy farming innovation and dairy production and processing, all the way to topics that folks who are really focused on certain scientific or technical topics can geek out on, like methods of analysis, like residues and chemical contaminants. And importantly for folks that work more on the policy side, a great opportunity for us to explore some of the big policy challenges that are facing dairy globally and potentially hampering dairy exports from countries, including the United States. It's a great chance to network. It's a great chance to bring point of views forward. And it really reflects a critical opportunity for us to demonstrate that global leadership.
Co-chairing the event with Gardner is Shauna Morris, Senior VP for Trade at the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council, says hosting an event like this is a rare opportunity.
Well, it was sort of fortuitous that this opportunity fell in our laps. China was actually scheduled to host in 2023. Due to the pandemic challenges that they've been grappling with, last year they let the International Dairy Federation know that unfortunately they had to pull back out of that, leaving the 2023 spot open with a very short planning time window. Happily, this is something that the U.S. International Dairy Federation and a number of the key dairy players here in America have been talking about wanting to do for quite a while. But the line to get in and be able to put in a bid to host is several years long. Usually it's 4 to 5 years before you have the chance to be selected to be a host country. And that planning window is pretty tough for us. But being able to put this together in 2 years and get the sign off and buy-in from all the key players that we have in place right now, well, that felt doable. And so that's what we did. We secured support from all of the major U.S. dairy organizations that are active in this space and made the commitment to move forward with the U.S. hosting next year. There is a long road ahead of us and a lot of work left to do. That's because we're putting so many different pieces together. This isn't just a meeting. It's also a convening, as Nick said. So a chance to celebrate dairy together with so many friends around the world and make sure we're getting our messages across. So we're working on speakers, session topics for the heart of the program of the conference, and then some exciting evening events as well to be able to socialize and actually focus on the networking that Nick mentioned earlier. We're also looking to take folks on a number of different tours to farms, to processing plants, to some other avenues as well, so that they get the chance to get out of Chicago and actually get to see some of our dairy operations on the ground.
Those were comments from Shauna Morris, Nick Gardner, and Jamie Jonker from the National Milk Producers Federation from a recent Dairy Defined podcast that you can listen to in its entirety for free simply by going to nmpf.org. The International Dairy Federation World Dairy Summit, scheduled for October 16th through the 19th in Chicago. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.